Hello, this is Angelica Benitez, your host for this month's episode. And here I have Ends and Beginnings. Here we have Daniel Catalan will tell us a short story about how life in the future will begin. I will tell you about intelligent life, beginnings and endings. And Victoria Benitez will teach you about synthetic meat. Come on and join along with us for this month's episode. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Daniel Catalan here to have a story time with you. This story takes place in the future, so don't mind if these things are not real. Now, here we go. One day I was waking up by my robot, Sandy. She woke me up so I could go to work. I worked in a company that controlled the temperature. I was excited to find out that we were going to change the weather for today. So far, it was a regular day. I went to my closet and chose my clothes. My clothes were super soft, like I was walking in chinchilla fur, which is the softest thing I know. They looked like shapes but with colors. Finally, I chose my clothes. I went to my flying car and went to work. My work was a regular work that many people work at, and it's also a very important job. My job was to set the weather every day. When I got to my work, it was like a madhouse, as always. I went to my station, which was the weather changing station, and got to work. I set the weather to a snowy day, but I did not like snowy days because they were the hardest to set up. I pressed all the buttons, pulled all the levers, turned the controls, and looked outside. It was snowing. Yay! I usually failed to make it snow. After my job was done, I got into my flying car and got home. Well, that was it for now. Thanks for listening to my story time.
Okay, people have seen them. History has evidence. Even scientists have a small theory, and the government might know something too. Everyone is looking for intelligent life. This term has all of us puzzled, and it leads to the most farthest parts of history or the most mysterious cultures. I am Angelica Benitez from the GMP talking to you about intelligent life. Intelligent life goes as far as the Bible. In the Old Testament, it is said that from the clouds, a big flaming wheel descended and disappeared. Ancient historians have described similar happenings. Even the whole culture seemed linked to intelligent life, such as the Maya. Paintings from the Renaissance also describe metal objects that hover around. I think I can see a big connection here. Anyway, if that's the past and this is the present, let's see how intelligent life was a little bit later than that, but a little bit earlier than us. In the 1940s, a man directing a radio talk show called Big Gear detected a strange radio wave that came from the Sagittarius constellation that simply read, "Wow." Also, when heading over to the moon, crew members from the spaceship noticed that a strange object was beside them. After being informed that the engine was a few thousand miles behind, what do you think it was? They say it was a UFO. Many people have claimed to see aliens or UFOs. Some say that they even got abducted. Well, after they got hypnotized, that's what they said. See? So how does this conclude in the present? Now intelligent life has reached to its climax. Area 51 is a top secret base in the government set up to test military devices. But what many people are doubting is, has the government encountered with alien beings? Some say yes, after all the top secret projects they have worked through, and because the biggest sites of intelligent life have occurred there. Sites and artifacts, both past and present, have many scientists giving in to intelligent life. Do you believe that one day there might be another civilization beyond our reach? This was Angelica Benitez from the GMP telling you about life in a random place. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Victoria Benitez, and this is my very first podcast, and I am going to tell you about synthetic burgers. What are synthetic burgers? Listen to this and you will find out. Cultured meat, artificial meat, lab meat, in vitro meat, and Frankenburger. In August 2013, the first lab-grown burger was eaten by a person. Dutch scientists took cells from a cow and grew them into muscle, also known as, ta-da, meat. I am happy they found a way to save animals and not killing them, because I think killing them is wrong. But I do love burgers. Unfortunately, they won't be in the store for 10 to 20 years. I think McDonald's is a faster way. Synthetic burgers can be made with cow, pork, horse, and last but not least, beef. Gross. They're grown with a preservative to protect against fungus and bacteria. Here are some cons and pros that I would like to share with you. We will start with the cons because they are my favorite. It is not juicy like real meat. Who likes that? It has not been tested yet, so maybe we can get even more sick than the meat we eat now. Now here are some pros that I thought of. We don't kill that many animals, so we won't make them get extinct anymore. And we use less water and resources. It has a different taste and some people might like it. Yay! And in a decade or two, I will meet you for a burger. Until then, eat McDonald's. Have a juicy day. This has been Victoria Benitez for the Greatest Man Podcast.
Well, this has been this month's episode. I am Angelica Benitez, your host. Thank you for listening again, and bye.